This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Greta, I feel like you're about to rant. I can feel it in my waters and I'm very excited about it. MasterChef, you got a bone to pick?
Look, well, ideally you don't find bones in your food, do you, Daisy, depending on what it is that you're eating?
I don't know, I'm vegetarian.
This is true. I had a bit of a complaint, or not a complaint, it was actually quite funny. Sometimes MasterChef do this thing where they lean so far into their own franchise that it almost becomes an SNL skit.
Yes.
It almost becomes satire. Not quite.
Yeah.
Because they take themselves pretty seriously, but just about.
Yeah.
Last year, an example of this, which I spoke about on air, was they got all the cooks to cook food for fire people over flames.
Sorry, what?
So for like firemen, fire people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Over live flames, as in people who fight fires need to eat food that's been cooked like barbecue stuff. I don't know. It was just too much for me. I was like, it just gets very heavy-handed.
Yeah.
So last week, and I know this is last week's news, but I want to tell you about this challenge that they had. It did feature Maggie Beer, and I have a very soft spot for Maggie Beer.
Amazing.
So
yeah.
Full praise to that. But they all went to Hanging Rock.
Oh, God.
Daisy, what do you think that they had to prepare at Hanging Rock?
Let me guess. A picnic?
Oh, my God. MasterChef, come on.
I just like to, in these scenarios, imagine like the writers and producers room when they're like scrambling to come up with ideas, and then they come up with this and they're like, yes,
someone
is Hanging Rock.
Hey, guys, so I've had this idea. It's kind of crazy.
It came to me in a dream.
Let me just put it out there. Like, it's a bit loose. I'm really into like old books and vintage movies at the moment.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking we get them to cook a picnic. Wait for it. And Hanging Rock.
What?
I was like,
twist.
Too much. Like,
yes, Emily, you're a genius.
But.
Sorry to any Emilys out there. First name came to my head.
Another gripe is they also don't acknowledge the Indigenous people. Like, Hanging Rock is such a important Indigenous location. No mention of that unless I was not in the room or something. I thought, come on,
whiteys, come on.
But I do have some praise for MasterChef. For years, I've been thinking that they should do a 24-hour challenge. And I have a friend who worked on MasterChef, not in the capacity of a producer, but I was always like, hey, I've got an idea. But they finally did that, where they got them to cook croissants. And because croissants need time overnight to rise, they had a 24-hour challenge. My idea was more like a really yummy casserole, but still, I can handle a croissant. I can handle that my dreams are coming true.
Did they credit you with this idea?
Oh, yeah, my face was up on. Yep. They just superimposed my face to the top corner of the screen.
Yeah, as the contestants were crying in the middle of the night and they're like, this is who you got to thank for your lack of sleep. Thank you, Greta Lyons.
Yeah. As the anxiety was flowing. So I'll get back to you if they do any more silly challenges.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.